This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thanks for tuning in to WRFL Lexington. It's 4 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the Environmental Stewardship Fee to promote sustainability in the UK community. I'm your host, Lauren Thomas, and I'm the current Director of Outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. The funding for the projects featured on our show comes from the Environmental Stewardship Fee, a $4 fee that every student pays along with tuition each semester, the ESF, which is expected to generate approximately $190,000 by the end of the school year, is distributed by the Student Sustainability Council, hereafter the SSC, for various projects that enhance the culture of sustainability here at the University of Kentucky. This week, I'm joined by Jesse Pelton and Ben Troop, two undergrads working on a project called 1,000 Bulbs, One Big Change. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us, Lauren.
Yeah, thanks, awesome. Lauren.
So can you guys give me a general overview about what this project is and how it's going?
So 1,000 Bulbs, One Big Change is a student initiative where we're looking to change 1,000 light bulbs in the offices of faculty and staff. And that's going to save the university about $2,000 a year and about 50,000 pounds of CO2 per year.
Awesome. So how are you guys going about that?
So we applied for funding through the Student Sustainability Council, and then we're working in partnership with the physical plant in order to implement the bulb swap. We ordered the bulbs through UK suppliers, and then we're going to offices of faculty and staff and swapping them out like one by one.
Awesome. So where did this idea come from?
So I did some nonprofit projects back home over the summer, and I had some ideas for UK. So I contacted Ben, and together we came up with the 1,000 Bulbs project.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we really think that this project is going to be really important for the UK community because it kind of propels the university onto that higher level of sustainability that I think that we're all ready to take here at UK. And this project kind of helps show faculty and staff that the students are committed to making that step forward.
So speaking of that sort of broader change, have you guys seen any similar projects like this happening at other universities? Is this a UK push or is this a national sort of incentive?
So there have been a lot of universities that have similar sorts of ideas. And if you look over the past decade, there's a lot of publications of universities that did bulb swaps with CFLs. But now LED technology has gotten to the point where it really makes a lot more sense to do bulb swaps with LEDs. So that's what we're focusing on.
Yeah, the LED technology, this is going to be one of the first. We don't have a definite on whether it's the first in the country, but I mean, it's definitely going to be one of the first that are going on, at least in the region for sure. I think it's going to be, you know, something that's, you know, easily going to be replicated at other universities. We're going to make this available to other campuses and organizations to implement around the country so that way we can really spread the benefits of LED technology.
It is a really accessible and replicable formula they all have put together.
Thank you.
With a small team, it seems to be going well. So, I mean, it's definitely a thing that should be available to everyone. So for the layman listener like myself who knows nothing about energy and all those logistics, can you outline what the difference is between LED and, what was it, CFLs?
Sure. So basically there's three types of popular lighting that you'll see in homes. There's incandescent lighting, which is what's been in use like for the last 100 years. Over the past maybe 20 or so years, CFLs have become a lot more popular, and now LEDs have just recently become popular. So CFLs save a lot of energy over incandescents, but they don't provide the same quality of light. So there have been a lot of people who have been resisted to switching over. And they also contain mercury, so they have to be disposed of in a proper recycling center. And if they make it into the trash, they can poison waterways, and there's potentially some problems with that. LED technology is better than CFLs and incandescents in that it uses less energy than both, and it provides a high quality of light like incandescents do. So LEDs really are like the pinnacle of lighting technology right now. They have the longest lifespan, the lowest energy usage, and you can get them in all sorts of different spectra that you haven't been able to do previously with other types of bulbs.
Yeah, and I think Jesse touched on a really good point. You know, this project focuses a lot on energy savings, but also the environmental effects of it are, you know, incredibly high. You know, we're saving CO2 emissions because of saving energy, but also he touched on the mercury in water sources, and I think that that's something that's definitely in the national light, and that's very important right now, especially with the events that happened in Flint last year. And so this project helps to also reduce the waste from improper and even sometimes the proper disposal of CFL and other types of bulbs.
So as you guys are swapping the bulbs, what are you doing with those old bulbs that are coming out that aren't LEDs that might be hazardous?
So the old bulbs, what we're doing is we're taking them and taking them in the proper packaging and transporting them to a recycling center. That way they can be recycled properly and not put back into the environment.
Awesome. So what are each of your individual roles within the greater sphere of the project?
So I came on kind of as a advisory role originally, and together Jesse and I have worked kind of as co-leaders organizing the project. And so in particular, I've worked on, you know, securing grant money, which we received from the SSC, thankfully. It was a great process, and a shout out to the SSC and that organization for supplying funds for projects like this around campus every year.
Thank you.
And so a part of that, obviously, grant work, working with administration, and, you know.
Did the, like, presentation for the grant application and working a lot, like, on the ground, interacting with people. I've also been in charge of helping gather our volunteers for when we're going out to implement things. We've also been working with Enrique, who's an intern with the physical plant, who's been helping us on this project, and some of our other volunteers that are undergrads from all sorts of disciplines and backgrounds.
Very cool. So what sort of stage of the project are you at right now? You mentioned volunteers. So what are they doing? What is your next step?
So at our current stage, this project has two phases. The first phase is the first 200 bulbs, and the second phase is 800 bulbs. So we're currently on the first stage. We've gotten the bulbs in. We started the implementation on the small scale. And once we get some more information back on that, then we'll go into ordering the full scale and full deployment with all our volunteers.
So what does that information that you're going to be receiving back look like? What's that going to tell you?
So it's going to tell us like where bulbs are needed, about how many like bulbs we see per office, how much it makes sense to order, because like say that if we severely underestimate the number, we might have to order again, or if we overestimate, we're going to have all these other bulbs that we have to find another use for. So we want to try and accurately estimate the number of bulbs that we're going to need.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and definitely, you know, obviously any faculty and staff that are listening right now, if you're interested in having bulbs, we'll get you contact information later in the show, so that way you can, you know, contact us so we can meet with you and do a bulb swap and talk about the importance of LEDs. And also students who are listening, if you have professors that you know of who would be interested in something like this, or even if maybe they're not interested, but you can still talk to them about it, you know, please do so. We have a lot of resources, and we have a lot of bulbs that have homes to go to, and we want to make as large of an impact as possible. So if you could help us out with that, that'd be great.
So what do you hope to see come out of this project?
So we'd really like to spread awareness of LED technology and sustainability in general on campus. One of my larger goals with this project is introducing the new generation of LED technology to faculty and staff on campus, because this new LED technology is affordable, it's high quality, and it's something that people can implement in their own homes, and it's something that people can be aware of when they make policy decisions. So we've already had a few professors that we've swapped out bulbs for go ahead and start changing over their own houses to LED lighting, and I'm also available to help with technical support on that kind of stuff. That I've done several retrofits on houses and businesses, and even working with small governments on changing over to LED lighting. So if there's any faculty members or staff or whoever's interested in that, I would be more than happy to help.
Awesome. So how prevalent is LED technology on campus?
So you'll see LED technology in our new buildings, our new construction. There are a few places on campus where we're trying to do some retrofits, but as of right now, most of our lighting consists of fluorescent lighting.
So how much campus-wide would you sort of guesstimate, just off the bat, would be saved both in CO2 and sort of cost savings if LED technology was more prevalent?
So LED technology can save about 50% in energy over fluorescent lighting technology. So the University of Kentucky spends about $20 million a year on electricity. So by switching over to LED technology, we could save somewhere in the range of about $2 million a year.
Wow, that's really impressive. So what are the sort of logistics behind?
We have to correspond with department contact people, and then we have to go out on foot and actually interact with people. And that's another big goal of this project, is to actually go and reach out and talk to faculty and staff about sustainability on campus, because a lot of people aren't even aware that the Sustainability Council exists, or that there's the opportunity to apply for funding, mm-hmm. or things like that. And perhaps there's a lot of people out there that could have great ideas.
Yeah, so obviously once we contact the different departments, those that are interested, we go and we do a face-to-face with those professors, or we can talk with faculty heads and heads of departments, and work out a program where members of that department can bring their bulbs and then exchange bulbs there if that is more convenient for them. But most of the swaps that we do are going to be face-to-face, going into the actual offices, talking with the professors or the staff members, because this project is not only to help the energy, like we've said, and swap the bulbs out, but it's also to educate faculty and staff in order to get them to implement LED in their personal lives. We want them to go home and put LEDs in their own houses, because we want to show them the financial benefits personally, as well as the institutional financial benefits that this project has.
So I'd like to hear from both of you about what the biggest challenge has been in your role in this journey.
So for me, the biggest challenge has definitely been trying to contact everybody and work out all the logistics of implementation. My previous experience on lighting projects has mostly been working with one person, like a building owner or like a contact person at a church or something like that, and doing one big retrofit all at once on a building. And that's a pretty different type of project than talking like person to person, going room by room and getting like individual permission on each sort of swap.
Yeah, I agree. Everything that Jesse said, I think both of our roles in it kind of, play into the fact that, obviously the university is very large. There's a lot of departments. There's also a lot of regulations and rules that we have to abide by, including the way in which we handle the bulbs that we're recycling. So with that comes a lot of careful work that has to be done logistically to make sure that we're abiding by university regulations, and at the same time making it as easy as possible for faculty and staff to interact with us. So that has been a challenge, is working with this large organization that is the University of Kentucky, and also the different entities and departments that we work with. And so it's something that's spread between both of our roles in the project.
Awesome. Well, we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with more talk about the 1,000 Bulbs One Big Change project.
Who listens to the radio anymore? We do. WRFL Lexington.
All right, and we're back. I am joined by Jesse Pelton, Ben Troop, discussing their bulb swap current project that's happening. So one of the biggest parts of this for you guys is that want to inspire a behavior change with these bulb swaps and sort of take this beyond campus and into homes and communities. So can you touch on that?
So LED technology has only, it's only recently become to the point where it's really economically compelling to switch over. So a lot of people have the perception that energy efficient lighting is either of low quality or too expensive to really be useful. So part of what this project is about is showing people that the technology has really progressed and that it's not that expensive to implement in your own house. It's not, you can push for it in your communities, in your churches, in your own businesses. And that sort of implementation outside of campus really has the potential to reach a lot more people.
Yeah, and this goes a lot more beyond just the singular act of switching out your lighting. You know, we want to instill sustainable behavior in people, and we want people to be aware that, you know, even the light bulbs that are powering the lights in your room have an environmental effect, and that using the best quality lighting and most efficient type of lighting is really important. I mean, obviously, LED bulbs will eventually be surpassed like any other technology. However, right now, and at least in the foreseeable future, they will be, you know, the top of what energy efficient lighting is. And so obviously we have to accept the fact that they will be passed, but we want to show people that right now you can save a lot of money, a lot more beyond the actual use of light bulbs, and more so towards, you know, living a more sustainable lifestyle, you know, and that goes, you know, obviously beyond just energy, and it goes into, you know, what you eat, and, you know, the ways that you get around.
Absolutely.
I totally agree with Ben on this. He made some really good points here about, like, personal responsibility when it comes to sustainability, and that's going to be true for a lot of sustainable practices, and maybe we can get sustainability on the radar for a lot of people who previously weren't looking at it.
Yeah, and I mean, the actual personal behavioral change is really important, because sustainability has to do a lot with the individual's motivations. You know, there's a lot that, you know, the university and, you know, governments can do to kind of help that along. But I think Jesse and I both agree that, you know, if, you know, as humans, we have an obligation to, you know, our environment, and in order to make true progress towards sustainability and environmental and reducing our environmental impact, it has to come from the individual. And every time we find an individual that realizes this, you know, that's obviously a win for the environmental movement, because this is going to be an issue that's probably going to be the major issue in our lifetimes and probably the life of the generations to come.
Agreed, doubtless. So, touching on all of this sustainable behavior, where do you guys see this falling in? This has obvious environmental benefits, as you've touched on, but how do you see this playing into the social and economic well-being spheres of sustainability?
So, I think that a lot of sustainability technologies are have a lot of potential to help when it comes to, especially, like, low-income areas. So, if you look at low-income households, your electricity bill makes up a huge percentage of your income. So, anything that we can do to help sustainability-wise, help lower the cost of energy, the cost of living for people like that, can really make a big social change.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of crossover with energy, you know, especially in Kentucky. You know, obviously a lot of our energy comes from coal and natural gas. We don't live in California. However, you know, even just switching your light bulbs can reduce the amount of coal and natural gas that is being burned. So for a lot of the environmentalists out there right now that are, you know, thinking, okay, sure, like, I'll buy it that, you know, lighting helps a little bit, but really, you know, if my lighting is coming, if the power from that is coming from, you know, natural resources, then what's the real effect? What's the root cause? And sure, we agree that, you know, renewable energy is the future, and we are for that. However, you have to also understand that, you know, these types of light bulbs and using energy efficient lighting will help reduce the overall emissions from those types of energy.
Absolutely.
Dollar for dollar, your carbon reduction looking at energy efficiency technologies is going to be about an order of magnitude larger than looking at generating new energy using renewables. Mm-hmm. So renewables are a great technology and they have a lot of potential in the future. but we should really focus as much as we can on energy efficiency and get that out of the way and done, because I mean it's a continuous process, but definitely work on that, because that can really make a huge impact on our resource use.
So on the national scale, how are we seeing LEDs competing against their lesser counterparts?
So LED technology, now that it's become a lot cheaper, has really caught the eye of a lot of commercial and industrial businesses. It's predicted that by 2025, about 80% of all lighting sold is going to be LED. And I think that's definitely going to be the case. The it's very economically compelling. The quality is up to the point where it really, there's no suffering in quality switching over to energy efficient lighting. And the technology is only going to continue to improve.
Yeah, I think the technology, especially nationwide, you're seeing a lot more advertisements on, you know, being able to control your lights from your iPhone or Android, and being able to, you know, be more interactive with your home, especially when it comes to lighting, dimming your lights without actually having to touch a switch. And LED technology offers, you know, a very seamless integration with that. I believe Apple has their own LED bulbs that you can buy that, you know, obviously sync up with your phone, and then you can control in your home. That's just one option and, you know, one idea. There's others out there. However, we see that LED technology nationally is really starting to catch on as that, you know, hip and new way of controlling your home experience.
So as far as getting back to the UK project, which departments have you been working with, and which have you been most successful in implementing the bulb swap?
So our most successful department so far was the philosophy department, because we're both philosophy majors. And we got to, that was the first that we swapped out, and we swapped out about 30 bulbs on that floor.
Awesome. So what's the timeline for y'all's project?
So we'd like to try and get the first 200 bulbs out in the next month or two. Mm-hmm. And then we'd like to get the whole 1,000 out by the end of the semester.
Awesome. So past the end of the semester, where do you see this project going? Do you hope for more bulb swaps with a different demographic, or?
So as far as this demographic specifically, faculty and staff, I'd like to see an ongoing continuation of maybe some sort of small program where we encourage faculty and staff to bring in their own lamps. Like lighting your workspace with lamps is much more efficient than lighting with overhead lighting. And the university, it definitely is cost effective to supply that kind of lighting for them. We'd like to see a lot of other different projects on campus, though. So, like, we have a lot of buildings that could definitely be retrofitted with newer LED technology now that previously wasn't available. And that has the potential to really save our campus a lot of money.
Yeah, and we really like to reach out to, I mean, obviously this project really affects the main campus area, but we'd also love to reach out to, you know, obviously some of the extension offices that we have, as well as UK Healthcare, which outputs a lot of energy, obviously, running a hospital and medical facilities. Lights have to be on all the time. So we would love to reach out to those organizations and those parts of the university as well. And, you know, Jesse definitely hit the nail on the head that we want professors and we want staff members to, you know, engage with us. And so we really would like to see a continuation of the project. And, you know, obviously any students that are out there that would like to volunteer with the project and with help leading the project in the future, you know, we would love to have you come on so we can, you know, work with you to make sure that this type of project turns into more of an initiative, and that this is a continuation here at the university.
So on that note, would you guys like to give any sort of contact information or anything for any listeners that might be interested in getting involved, either faculty, staff, or students?
Sure. Anybody who's interested in getting involved with this project can contact me at my email address. It's jesse.pelta@uky.edu.
And right now we'd really like to give a shout out to, you know, everyone that's been a part of the this process going forward. And I'll give a shout out more to the administrative aspect, and then Jesse can give a shout out to all of our volunteers and those people out there that are supporting us at home. So we would really like to obviously thank the Student Sustainability Council. Their generous funding of this project really made it possible, and the support of their leadership team has really been great along the way. And we would really like to encourage anyone out there that's working on research projects or sustainability projects to reach out to the SSC, apply, put in a grant, ask for a grant, because it's a great resource and it's there and it's available to you. We'd also like to thank Bob Sandmeyer. He is our faculty mentor in the Department of Philosophy, and he's been a great resource to us, and his insight and wisdom has helped guide us through this long process, and he always makes sure that we are on our toes and making sure that we're actually doing the work, which we really appreciate from him. And of course, we'd also like to thank the UK administration, and also, College of Arts and Sciences, and the entire university community for really supporting this project.
Yeah, I'd like to give a big thanks to the Student Sustainability Council for funding us, and to Shane Tedder and Brittany Ragland for helping out on a lot of the support there. They definitely could not do any of this without them. And I'd also like to give a quick shout out to some of our volunteers, like Jack Reardon and Francesca and Drake and Enrique. We really appreciate all your support on this project, and we're welcome. If anybody else wants to come help out on this project, you're more than welcome on the team, and we'd love to have you.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks.
To see where it goes. So as far as some closing announcements, as usual, any member of the University of Kentucky community can submit a proposal to the Student Sustainability Council to receive funding support from the Environmental Stewardship Fee. All SSC meetings are open to the public and are announced on our website. You can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/UKYSSE or follow us on our Twitter by the same name. I'll be around next week for another installment of Green Talks. Until then, thanks for listening.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.FM and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.FM/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.